My name is Specialist Chala, BCO 182nd Infantry.
And your first name?
Michael.
And how long have you been in the guard?
I've been in the guard 4 years. 4 years now.
And how old are you, Michael?
I'm 31.
So 4 years ago, what was going on in your life that you decided National Guard was what you wanted to do?
I guess it kind of goes back a little farther than that. I come kind of from a military family. My mother's side, my grandfather, stormed the beach of Normandy on his 21st birthday. Served in the Battle of the Bulge under Patton. My other grandfather was in the South Pacific in the Marine Corps. My father enlisted in the Air Force, so he wasn't drafted. So on and so forth. I got some Navy, Coast Guard, and here I am.
So was this your first deployment? Second?
Yes, this is my first activation deployment.
So how was it?
It's an experience, you know. I guess for me, I've seen a lot of things. You know, we've had a couple of things happen to us, but the platoon was strong. We all stuck together. We made it through.
You said your platoon endured a couple of things. Can you tell me what happened?
Salerno was called Rocket City. It's named that reason. You know, when we first got there, it was like almost every day, sometimes twice a day. You know, hearing rockets fly by. It sounds more like a really large bottle rocket with a boom at the end, right by our tents.
So, is there anything that you're hesitant about when it comes to the idea of going home and leaving this experience?
Yeah, I mean, it crosses your mind. You know what I mean? You get so used to the regimented way of life, and I like that, doing things a certain way, and you know, throughout the briefings here, you know, we've had a couple of good people talk to us about how transitioning back into the home, you know, you're having, especially my wife being a strong, independent woman, she's taking care of everything. And we've talked about it, trying to integrate back in with each other.
You've had those conversations?
Absolutely. Honestly, I've talked to a lot of people during this deployment. Some relationships have gone bad. Some relationships will stay the same. For me and my wife, it got better. She is my best friend. We've had ups and downs in every relationship throughout the years. And 2 months ago, I think, 2 or 3 months ago, we were on the phone with each other, and we were kind of snippy back and forth, and we just said, hey, you know, we got to go forward as a team. And we've been working towards that, and it's been working out very well for the both of us. So It's good stuff.
You're fellow soldiers, people whose relationships have kind of fallen apart. What's that been like for them, your friends who you've had to watch kind of endure that?
Some of it's, you know, the age that they are. There's a lot of young kids here. Mm-hmm. You know, it's the only one for me type of thing. And, you know, you let them know. I'm older. You just got to tell them, you know, there's other people out there. There's things to look forward to. It's not the end of the world. You know, it's funny, you know, looking back when you're that age and you don't want to listen to anybody telling you that, but, you know, being older now, it's true. Time heals and you move on. I mean, if you look back at what we do as a military and some of our values, you know, always place the mission first, never accept defeat. You just, if you can kind of live by those, even though it's kind of cliche, I guess, it'll help. It really will.